Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 28th of April, 2026. This is 3 Before 9 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. Today, we've got Google planting its first global AI campus in Seoul. OpenAI quietly building a phone with MediaTek, Qualcomm and Luxshare. And a Samsung strike that could put a real dent in the world's memory supply. Let's lead with the biggest story. Yesterday in Seoul, South Korea's president, Lee Jae-myung, sat down with Google DeepMind's Demis Hassabis, and between them, they signed a memorandum of understanding to launch a Google AI campus inside the country. Now, this is the first physical Google AI campus anywhere in the world, and it's landing in Seoul, not London, not Singapore, not Tokyo. The signing actually took place at the Four Seasons in Seoul, which is the same venue where AlphaGo beat Lee Sedol back in 2016. So there's a nice piece of symbolism baked in. The campus opens before the end of this year. Google is committing to send at least 10 of its top researchers across from the US to work directly with Korean academics and startups, with Hassabis hinting more could follow. Seoul National University, KAIST, and three of the country's AI bio-innovation hubs are already locked in as partners. The headline focus is AI for science and AI for life sciences. Why does this matter for Asia? Korea has spent the last decade trying to convert its semiconductor leadership into actual frontier AI relevance. And a flagship physical hub from DeepMind is quietly a pretty big coup. It puts Seoul ahead of Tokyo and Singapore on this particular front, and it pulls Korean engineers, who otherwise drift towards US labs, into the heart of a global research network without leaving the country. For enterprise buyers, the signal is that frontier lab capability is starting to land in Asia in person, not just down a wire. Okay, story number two. Over the weekend, supply chain analyst Ming-Chi Kuo dropped a note that moved Qualcomm's stock about 13% in pre-market trading. The reason? OpenAI is reportedly co-developing a custom smartphone processor with Qualcomm, with Taiwan's MediaTek as the second silicon partner and China's Luxshare lined up as exclusive system designer and assembler. The device, by the way, is being described as an agent-first phone. So instead of swiping through grids of apps, you just tell the phone what you want done, and a deeply integrated AI, partly on the device, partly in the cloud, would go and do it. Mass production isn't until 2028, but the volume target is ambitious. 300 to 400 million units a year. That's iPhone scale. Qualcomm, OpenAI and MediaTek haven't confirmed any of this on the record yet. The Asia angle here is the supply chain itself. If this device is real, then the next consumer hardware platform after the iPhone is essentially being built in Asia from end to end. MediaTek for the chips, Luxshare for assembly, Korean memory, probably Japanese display tech, all stitched together for a product that will compete head-on with Apple. For component makers and policy planners across the region, this is the first concrete signal that the post-iPhone form factor doesn't get designed in Cupertino. And our third story today is about labour, of all things. Samsung's largest union has voted to launch an 18-day general strike from the 21st of May through the 7th of June. TrendForce is now estimating that the stoppage could remove up to 4% of global DRAM output and around 3% of NAND output for several weeks. The fabs at risk are Pyeongtaek and Hwasong, which sit at the heart of Samsung's HBM4 ramp for NVIDIA's Vera Rubin platform. The union is asking Samsung to scrap its performance bonus cap and route 15% of operating profits back to staff. Their leverage is real. More than 200 engineers have already defected to rival SK Hynix in the past 4 months. Samsung itself is staring at potential losses of up to 30 trillion won. That's about $22 billion if the strike runs the full 18 days. Why does this matter? Because HBM is the single most supply-constrained input in the entire global AI build-out, and Korea makes around 80% of it. A multi-week disruption at Samsung would push more pricing power and customer share to SK Hynix, right in the middle of NVIDIA's Vera Rubin transition. For data center operators and chip buyers from Tokyo to Mumbai, the takeaway is uncomfortable but simple. 2026 AI memory pricing is now hostage to a Korean labor dispute as much as it is to fab capacity. And now the AI in Asia view. Three stories, one direction of travel. Google plants its first global AI campus in Seoul. OpenAI hands the silicon and assembly of its iPhone rival to MediaTek and Luxshare. And a Samsung labor dispute now sits between NVIDIA and the world's HBM supply. Each one tightens the same knot. The next chapter of AI is being built, fabricated, and increasingly governed in Asia. Even when the brand on the box says Mountain View, San Francisco, or Santa Clara. For regional leaders, the implication is sharper than another year of CapEx headlines. Korea is being cast as a research and memory hub it cannot afford to destabilize. Taiwan and Greater China are being asked to anchor the next consumer hardware platform. And Tokyo, Singapore, and New Delhi will have to think harder about where they actually fit in this division of labor. If you treat 2026 as just another infrastructure cycle, you'll miss the bigger move. AI sovereignty in Asia is now as much a labor, talent, and supply chain question as it is a chip one. That's your 3 before 9 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. That is your 3 before 9. Make it count. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Have a great Tuesday.